Okay, today's daf is Krisus Daf Vav. We left off on Daf Hey Amid Beis all the way up at Tan Rabbanan about, 12, 15 lines before the end of the page. Today's Shir has three sponsors. Today's daf is sponsored by Chaim Newman in honor of the birthday of his mother, Rachel Bas Altachaya, Bizchus for her long life and good health. And a very happy birthday. And it's also sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, his father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael. His yahrzeit is the 29th day of Elul, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. And it's also sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. So today we're going to begin by discussing the process of the Mashicha for Malachim and for Kohanim with the Shemana Mishcha. We're going to talk about different situations. Once we're talking about Malachim and Mashicha and good times, we're going to talk about how to do different simanim of future success. If a person wants to know if he's going to be successful at certain endeavors, what are possible simanim? We're even going to mention the simanim that we do on Rosh Hashanah in this Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about mi'ila on smell of ketores, and in general, things that are already nasis mitzvasan, whether they are subject to mi'ila or not, what are the exceptions to the rule that things that are nasis mitzvasan are not subject to mi'ila, and then I guess the highlight of the daf is the braisa of pituma ketores that we say every single day. Here we're going to actually have the, I guess we could skip it in Karbanos if we say it in the daf, it's in the Shalom Deparim Sfaseinu, but we're going to have the braisa of pituma ketores, and then the Gemara is going to talk about how we learn that there are 11 Samani Ketores from the Psukim, meaning even though there are only actually four that are mentioned in the Psukim, how do we know that there are actually 11 Samani Ketores? The Gemara is going to discuss the limitations on the Isser of Sicha B'Shemina Mishcha. When is there no Isser of Sicha B'Shemina Mishcha? If you put it on an animal or on a non-Jew, and we're going to elaborate on some of those limitations, some of those details. So let's begin. We are holding at Tan Rabbanan all the way up to Avheim Beis. It says Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Moshkenes HaMelachim K'minezer V'Sekranim K'min Ki, that when you put the Shemana Mishcha on the Melech, you make it around his head like a crown, and on Kohanim you make like a key, which is a Greek letter that according to most Rishonim is like an X. Amar Rav Nashia K'min Ki Yevani, which is like an X. Tani Chada B'Tchila Meitzik Shemen Al Rosh HaVachak HaKnosin L'Shem Bin Risein Einav. First you pour the shemen on his head, and then you place the shemen between his eyelids. So Tani Achriti, and we have another brisa that tells us B'Tchila Nosin L'Shem Bin Risein Einav V'Acharkach Meitzik L'Shem Al Rosh HaVachak, that you do it in the reverse order. It says Gemara Tanaihi, it's Machlokes Tanai Mikel Mandiyam Mishicha Adifa Mikel Mandiyam Ritzika Adifa. The question is, which one is better? Is pouring or directly placing with the hand better? So over the head is a pouring, and on the eyes is a placing with the hand. So that's the machlokas between the two tanan. My time at demand yamrit zika adifa. Why would you think pouring is better? Shnemar v'yitzok misham nemishcha al rosh aron. And the pasuk continues v'yimshach oso lekadsho. So it starts with yitzika, and it then concludes with mishicha. So you see that yitzika is better, and that's why we start with it. Umand yamrit mishicha adifa kasavish kein esrabe etzel klei shareis. No, mishicha must be better because we do mishicha by klei shareis and not yitzika. That's beferish in the Torah. The pasuk says a meshachta bo is all noy vesor is a shulchan is called kelev v'chulei v'chulei. So it's a meshicha. So it says more vaksiv vayitzok ul besof vayimshach. Wait a second. If you say that meshicha is adifa, how come the pasuk says vayitzok first al rosh aron and only then vayimshach l'sol l'kadsho? So hachi ka amar matam vayitzok mishum vayimshach l'sol l'kadsho. Why is he ready for yitzika? Why is yitzika worthwhile? Because why was he yotzek al rosh aron? Because already previously he was Mashachos so Olakadsho, but Mashicha is Kodemis Liyitzika. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan Keshemen Atov Al Arosh. So the Gemara, the pasuk goes on Yored Al Zekan Aron Sheyored Al Pimidosav. So the Brice explains the pasuk that there was the Shemen Mishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu placed on Aaron Hakohen Kemin Shtei Tipin Margolio So Yitzilus La Aaron Bizkeno, that Aaron had Bizkeno, that Aaron had these two like pearls of Shemen Mishcha that were hanging at the edge of his beard. When he would speak and he would move his mouth, those two droplets would climb up his beard so that they wouldn't fall off. And Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about this. Maybe I committed mi'ila with the Shem and the Mishka. I put too much on because look, it's not being absorbed in. So Yatsa Baskal Yamra Ketal Chermon Shiyorid Al Har Reitzion Matalin B'mi'ila. Just like by do, there's no mi'ila af Shem and the Mishka af Shem and Shiyorid Al Zkan Aaron in b'mi'ila. So to the Shem and the Mishka that was on Aaron's beard is not going to be subject to mi'ila. V'adayin Aaron Hayadoyik Shem and Moshe Lomal V'ani Malti. Okay, that makes Moshe Rabbeinu comfortable, but maybe I violated mi'ila. Yatsa Baskal V'amrlo Hine Matov V'Manoyim Shavasachin Gam Yachad Ma Moshe Lomal Af Atolam Altav. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't violate mi'ila, neither did you. Tan Rabbanan Ein Moshe Chanas Melachem Ela Al Mayan. We only anoint the king right near a Mayan. Kedei Shetimashich Malchusan, and that's a simin that the Malchus is going to extend. Shenemar Vayomer Melech. Pasuk says that the king said to Benayahu, Chui Machemes of the Nech Baratimus O Gichon O Mashachos O Sham. That Tzadik Hakohen Nasa Navi will be the Moshe Chim as the Melech Al Yisrael. Over there, Dafka, over there by the Gichon, which is a Mayan. So you see that is a Simin Tov. Once we talk about that Simin Tov, we mention other Simanim. Amravami, Haiman Dvay Leda Imash Chashate Elov. The person wants to know if he's going to live out the year or not. Maisi Shraga Ba'alin Asari Yamad Ben Reish Shatel Yamad Kiburi. He should bring a candle during the Asar Simei Tshuva. Vinitli Bebeisot Donosh Vzeka. And he should put it in a house where that doesn't have any wind, any breeze that goes through the house. Imashich Nahore, if the light continues to light until all the shemen is gone, Neda Damasik Shate, then he knows that he's going to live out that year. Uman Dabai Nevadiskan, if a person wants to know whether he should involve himself in a certain business pursuit, Ubay Dinedi Imitzach Hiske Lo, he wants to know if it's going to be Matzliach or not. So near Bitar Nagola, he should raise a chicken, a shaman v'shafar, Neda Damitzach. If he raises it in a way that it's fat, and then it looks good, then he knows that he's going to be Matzliach. He's obviously pays attention to detail and is conscientious that he's raising the chicken in a way that he's able to fatten it properly, so that will probably carry over to how he runs his business as well. Haiman Dabai Nefik Borcha, if a person wants to travel, Ubay Dineda Ihad Labese, and he wants to know if he's going to make it back home, Bishalom, so Nail Nekum Bebesa Dabahasa, he should stand in a slightly darkened house, Imchazi Babua de Babua, if he sees the shadow of his shadow, meaning the secondary shadow, Nedi Da'asi Labese, then he knows that he's going to make it back home. Says Gemara Velav Milsi, don't do any of these things, Dilma Chol Shadaite Umitra Mazle, because maybe it's not going to come out the sim in the way you wanted to, and then a person is going to be very dejected, and that's going to lead him to bad things happening, because he's going to feel like it's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy, because he's going to feel like these bad things are going to happen. It's Machlokes Rishonim whether Lav Milsihi is only going on the last one or it's going on all of them. If it's only going on the last one, so there's some issue specifically with the last one, but if it's going on all of them, you'd imagine what the issue is Nichush, that in general, you know, Lelos Nachshu. So that's why Lav Milsihi. Once we say that Simana Milsihi, Ye Rogilinish the Mechel Rei Shata, San Rosh Hashanah, there's certain foods that are very good simin. Akara, Virubya, Akarti, Asilka, and Tamri. And Rashi says that these things typically have some sort of siman tov associated with them. Either they grow very quickly or they're very sweet. So there's something about the character of these fruits that are a positive siman. We of course, when we say our Yehi Ratzons and Rosh Hashanah, it's not the character of the fruit that we often focus on, but the name of the fruit. Sheyirbu zechuyosenu, right? Sheyitamu sonenu. We focus on the name of the fruit, not just the character of the fruit. So that's a machlokes rishonim as well. What is it about these particular foods? And of course, later on, we've added other foods, a tapuach and dvash and other things as well, a resh, the head of something, head of a fish or head of a sheep. So Misharshi said to his children, when you want to go learn from your rabbeim, first learn over all the mishnayos, meaning come prepared to the shiur. Don't just go and expect to know everything. Then go to your rabbeim. Rebbeim, and then you'll be able to ask questions, you'll be able to bring rayos, you'll be holding in the sugya. And when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe as he's saying Shir, look at his face, look at his mouth. You're supposed to see your teacher. And when you're osik in your limud, you should do it right near a river. And that's a simon, that just like the river flows and it extends, so too you'll be matzliach in your learning. Better to go live by the dumps of Masa Mechasya rather than in the palaces of Pumbedisa, because the people of Pumbedisa were listim and they couldn't be trusted. That's how Rashi writes. They were known as dishonest people. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that Pumbedisa lav yech ashnei ushpizech, that if a person from Pumbedisa is malavi you, so ashnei ushpizech, change where you're going to sleep that night because he's up to something, he's plotting against you. These people in Pumbedisa cannot be trusted. Tav gild It's better to eat a small spoiled fish than to eat the kutach, which was considered to be a delicious dip from Rami Kipi. Even though kutach is a very delicious thing, but it's not good to eat from, because Gemara says that kutach is metamte mesalev, and it's mesame yaseinayim, and it's machish asaguf. So even though it seems like it's very delicious, but it's also very unhealthy. So a person should avoid eating something like that. But the spal chana v'tomer alat sleepy b'Hashem rama karni b'Hashem chana davin that rama karni. So it says more rama karni v'lo rama pachi. So the karen is what was used for the shemen when they would anoint kings. So but she dafka said rama karni and not rama pachi, not a pach of shemen, but a karen of shemen. Why? Davul Shlomo shnimshchu b'karen nimshcha malchusam. Davul Shlomo had the meshicha with the karen, so their malchus extended. But Shaul v'Yehu. Shenimshchu min hapach, Shaul and Yehu, who is a Melech Yisrael, only had Mashiach with a pach, lo nimshchu malchusam, their malchus didn't extend forever. Their malchus ultimately came to an end. The Arachner explains, because the pach is made out of cheres, so that's a simon that it's going to be that the malchus will be kecheres hanishbar, as opposed to a keren, which is made out of a more hard material, and that's a simon that it's going to be kayim. Also says the Arachner, a pach is made out of cheres, which is bamina afar, which is something that's a very lowly thing, so that's a simon that it's ultimately going to go back to the offer, that malchus is going to go back to the offer. The people aren't going to be melech forever, whereas a keren is ola lemaila, so it's a simon that family of melechim is going to continue to rise. Now, hamafate mesektores, tana rabbanan, one of the items listed in the Mishnah, someone who's chayiv kares, is someone who prepares the ketores. So tana rabbanan, hamafate mesektores lelamid ba, ola mosul letzibur, if he's doing it in order to learn how to prepare the ketores, or in order to donate it to the tzibur, potter. Lariach ba chayiv. But if he's doing it to smell the ketores, he's going to be chayiv. V'amariach ba potter el shmal. Someone who's mariach the ketores shel tzibur, he's actually going to be potter, but he did violate mi'ila. So mi'ika mi'ila b'reach. Wait a second, you could violate mi'ila just by smelling something? V'am reb shum ben pas yom reb shum ben levi mishum bar kapara kol mara v'reach ein ben mishum mi'ila. That these types of pleasures of enjoying the sound of something, the sight of something, the reyach of something, that is not subject to mi'ila. So why does the Brisa say that mariach b'ketores is in violation of mi'ila? It says mar reyach achar shatal timraso ein bo mishum mi'ila she'en lecha davar achar shenas mitzvaso umalin bo. By reyach there can be mi'ila. The reason that the ketores is not subject to mi'ila, that's only lachar shatal timraso, that's only after it was already used, after it was already done. And once a mitzvah is done with something, it's not subject to mi'ila. Allah Malo asked the Gemara, why do you say that there's nothing that's nas mitzvasa that's subject to mi'ila? Vayir Trumas Adeshen, the nasis mitzvasa umalimba. The Trumas Adeshen, the mitzvah is to pick up the coals from the mizbech and put them on the ground next to the mizbech. And nevertheless, the Gemara is going to darshan soon that it is subject to mi'ila. So how can you tell me just because something's not mitzvah, so it's not subject to mi'ila? And the Gemara mishum davar chumas adashen b'gdikuna shneik sun rabban kechel v'kol shneik sun rabban kechel in melamdim. You're right, chumas adashen even after nas mitzvah so subject to mi'ila, and so is b'gdikuna. But because there are two cases of that, those are the exceptions. But the rule is that something that's not misvaso is not subject to mila. Well, hanichal rabbanan, that works very well according to the rabbanan. Well, the big day kuhuna that are not misvaso are actually subject to mila. El Rabbi Dosa, make remember, Rabbi Dosa holds the big day kuhuna that are not misvaso are mutter b'anal and not subject to mila. So then, chumas zeshen is your only example. And when you have only one example of something that's not misvaso and subject to mila, then you're supposed to make a binyan av, a memetzinu. You're supposed to learn to the rest of Kala Torah Kula. Titania, where do we find such a machlokas? The Braisa tells us by the big day kuhuna, Aaron takes off the big day abad asher lavash, and it says v'yinicham sham, and he places them down there. So melamed shatun geniza. That teaches us that placement teaches us that it needs geniza because no one else is allowed to get hanah from them. Rabbi Dosa amar k'sher name the kohen hadil. Rabbi Dosa disagrees. Says the kohen hadil is allowed to use them. Matam lomer v'yinicham sham. What does it mean v'yinicham sham? As if you have to place them there and never use. Shlo yishtamish ben biyom kippurim acher. Can't use them another yom kippur. But al kolpanim, according to Rabbi Dosa, the big day kuhuna or mutar bana turns out. Trumas Deshen is the only exception, is the only case that we have of in the Torah that even though it's not mitzvah, so it's still subject to Me'ila, and therefore we should learn to everywhere else that even at once it's not mitzvah, so it should be subject to Me'ila, including the Reach of the Ketores. As Gemara Mishum Zav Trumas Deshen Vegla Rufa Shneksim Raban Kechad, there is another example of something that even after not mitzvah, so it's subject to Me'ila, and that is Egla Rufa, the Kol Shneksim Raban Kechad, Ein Melamdin. And since there are two exceptions, and Egla Rufa, we can't derive to the rest of Kol HaTorah. Chumas Deshen Mayhi. What's the example of Chumas Deshen? Titania, Vesomo Yisal Mizbech, Melamed, Shetu in Geniza. That Chumas Deshen, it says Vesomo Yisal Mizbech, that teaches us that it needs Geniza. Vesomo means that it has to be placed there and kept there. Egla Rufa Mayhi. Where do we find such a thing by Egla Rufa that it's also about Noi even after it's Nas Mitzvah? So, Titania, the Brice of Darshan is a Pasuk, Varfu Shamas Hagla Benachal. So we see from there that it requires Geniza, that it says va'arfu sham, that it's got to be there, it has to remain there. L'manya m'sheksun v'ban kechel melamdin, and if you hold the sheksun v'ban kechel, we could still be melami to the rest of Kol HaTorah, ha'chavadai ein melamdin. Over here, we certainly are not melamin, mishum davi tre miuti, because there are specific miutim in each of these cases. But shumas zeshen k'sip v'samo hadein in midi achrina lo, and gabayel g'rufa k'sip ha'arufa, arufa in midi achrina lo. So since there are miutim in each of these psukim, even if you generally hold sheik suvin aban kachon are kain melamdin, over here you would say they are ein melamdin, that you cannot learn from these sheik suvin abayin kachon, and therefore the ketores after it's already nasis misvaso is no longer going to be subject to Mi'ila. Okay, now we're going to learn the Braisa of Pita Maktaris. Tan Rabban, Pita Maktaris, the preparation of the Ktaris works as follows. So here are the ingredients. Hatsari, Vatziporen, Vachelbuna, Vahalavona, Mishkal Shal Shivim Shivim Mana. Each of them you take a Mishkal of Shivim Mana, and those are the four Simmanim that are explicit in the Torah. But the Braisa says, even though those are the only ones that are explicit in the Torah, there are a bunch more. Mor, Uktzia, Shibolus Nerd, V'charkom, Mishkal Shisha Asr Shal Shisha Asr Mana. Each of those you bring 16 mana worth of them. Hakosht, Shnei Masar. Kosht, you bring a shear of 12 mana. Kilufa Shlosha. Kilufa, you bring 3 mana. V'kinamon, Tisha. And Kinamon, you bring 9 mana. And those are the 11 Sammane Haktores. Then, in addition to the 11 Sammane Haktores, there are other ingredients that we also bring that are not really part of the Ikar Haktores. Boris, Karshina. Boris, which is a certain type of herb that comes from a place called Karshina, Karshin. So the Boris Karshina, Tisha Kabin, you bring 9 Kabin of that. Yain Kafrisin, wine from a place called Kafres, Si'in Tlasa V'Kabin Tlasa. You bring 3 saw of it and 3 Kabin of it, which is an unusual way to phrase something because 3 Kab is a half a saw. I don't know, it could have just said 3.5 saw, but it's telling you how to measure it out, that you should measure it out 3 times with the saw and 3 times with the kav measuring utensil. Im'eilo yin kafrisin, if you don't have yin kafrisin, it's not one of the 11 samanei akhtaris anyway, so there's a replacement. Maybe chamar chivar yunatik, bring old aged white wine, melach sedomis, and melach sedomis, rova, a quarter of a kav, which will work instead of the yin kafrisin. Mala ashan culture, you bring an herb called mala ashan, but you only need a little bit of it. Rabbi Nosnomer af kipas yardin kolshu, also a certain herb that grows by the edge of the yardin, you bring a little bit of that. v'imnasam b'dvash p'sala. But if you put any honey in the ketores, it will pass the whole thing. Chisrach is because of now chayiv misa. And if you're missing any of the sammanim of the ketores, then one is going to be chayiv misa for that, because there's a discussion in the Rishonim why that is. Rashi explains the heter to be nichnas in the mikdash without being chayiv misa is only when you bring ketores kedina. If you're chisrach is because samnea, so it ended up that you entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without Ketores, and because of that you chayiv Misa. Wow, so according to Rashi we're only talking about Yom Kippur when someone's entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's all about Bia Reikonis. It's not about really Chisrach Mikol Samnea. It's just that he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Bia Reikonis. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, this is talking about Kolesh HaNukula, and there is a specific psul of Chisrach Mikol Samnea for which one is chayiv Misa. That's learned from the Bnei Aaron or whatever, that there's some sort of psul that for which one is chayiv Misa, and that's where the concern, the minna comes from, that people read the Ketores minaksav because they're so afraid of missing one of the sammanim, that even Ba'amir, even in Shalom Parmas Vaseinu, that if you miss one of the sammanim, that's what the poskim quotes. Some of the minna do not even say Ketores every day, even though of course it should be said every day, but they're so afraid that if you might miss one of the sammanim, so then it's going to be chayiv misa. So that's a question. Beis Yosef, really, question: is that really true that in the Amira you're going to be chayiv misa? Rabbi Shimon Omer Hatzori Enu Al Asraf Anotev Me'atzei Ketores. Rabbi Shimon says that the tzari that the Torah mentions is the sap that comes from the atzei haktaf. Boris Kashina, the Boris Kashina that's brought, Sheshafen Basa Tziporin. They would put that on the Tziporin to make the Tziporin cleaner, Kadesh Teinoa, so it should look nicer. Because the color of the Tziporin is black, and through rubbing the Boris on it, it becomes Na'a. Yen Kafrisin, Shashar Basa Tziporin. They use the Yen Kafrisin to soak the Tziporin in, Kadesh Te'aza, so it'll have a stronger smell. Avalo Meraglaim Yafin, really the best thing for Tziporin would have been Meraglayim, Elashin Machnisim Meraglayim La Migdash, but we don't bring Meraglayim into the Migdash because that's disrespectful for the Migdash. Tosis points out it doesn't mean that if it would have been mutter to bring Meraglayim into the Azara, we then would have used it for the Tziporen, because anyway, Tosis says, you're not even allowed to clean out your shofar with Meraglayim, and shofar is just Tashmisha Mitzvah. So certainly something that you can use the Ketores, which is going to be used in the Migdash, even outside of the Migdash, you can't use Meraglayim on it. But it's just highlighting that in addition to that, you're not allowed to bring Meraglayim into the Mikdash. So the din that we said at the end of the Brisa, you're not allowed to use Meraglayim for the preparation of the Tziporin of the Ketores, is a riot Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Domer Kodesh he, Kodesh Tia Lechem. Kol Maaseh Loyu El B'Kodesh. All the Maaseh that are Shaykh to the Ketores, even the preparations of the Sammanim for the Ketores, have to be B'Kodesh, in the Azara. Otherwise, you could be soaked the Tziporin in Meraglayim without bringing them into the Azara. So the idea that Ein Machnis Meraglayim LeMikdash being an issue over here makes the assumption that all these preparations are done in the Azara. So Meisvei asks the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The Mishnah says in Masech Shkalim, HaMakdash Nechasim, the person is Makdash is Nechasim, Vayuben Dvar Maruim, the Kabbalah Satzibur. And among his Nechasim are things that are Ra'ui for Kabbalah Satzibur. Yinasim Lu'uman Bishara, Lu'umanim Bishara, and they should use it to pay the wages of the Umanin. So first, we'll see what that means in a moment, but first, Hani Dvar Maruim Ayinin, what types of things are we talking about? Ibehim of Achaya Tanalei. If we're talking about Behim of Achaya, the Mishnah says that explicitly afterwards, that it's sold for Olus and Shlamim, plus those are right not only for Kabbalah Sibur but for Kabbalah Yachid as well. And Yeno Shmanim Slasos Tanale, Mishnah speaks about that explicitly, and those are also right for Kabbalah Yachid. Elulav Ketores, must be that we're talking about Ketores that the Mikdash owned, and the Mishnah is saying that that's something that's called Ra'ui L'tzibur. See that the Ketores doesn't have to be made in the Azara, it could even be Ba Minachulim, because a person has it and it's considered something that's Ra'ui for a carbon seaboard. Amr Boshaya, the Gemara answers now. The Mishnah is talking about that Ketores that was given to the Umanim as their wages, which is in the Rishos Hedyot. Titania, Mosra Ketores, whatever Ketores was left at the end of Chodesh Adar, because from Nisan and on, they would use Ketores that was bought from the new Truma. So Ma'ayu Olsen, but what would they do with the old Ketores? So Yimafrishin Schar Umnin, they would designate money to pay for the workers in the Beis HaMikdash. Umechalin Osa Al Mosa Umnin, then they'd be Mechalel this Ketores on the money that would go to the Umnin. V'nosin Osa the Umnin B'schar, and they'd give the Ketores as wages to the Umnin. V'chozim Lot V'nosa Mitzruma Chadasha. Then they would buy back that Ketores using the Truma Chadasha, and then you could be makdir it. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that if one of the umnin got the Ketores and he hadn't yet sold it back, and then he was makdish kol nechasav, so then yitnu al umnin b'scharim. That's what the Mishnah was talking about. So maskvar of Yosef. Yosef says, how can you say that it's talking about the mosar Ketores, and that's what you give to the umnin? Habakulu mosaros tani chozim lo chasamit shum chadasha. By all the other mosaros that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the yayin and the behemos, it says that after you give it to the umnin b'scharim, you buy it back with the truma chadasha. But it didn't say that in the Mishnah when it spoke about the Ketores. It just says you give it to the umnin b'scharan. So don't you see that we're not talking about the shirayim of last year's Ketores? We're talking about Ketores that belongs to a yachid that was made totally b'chulin, and that's why they don't buy it from him. But it's nevertheless called the Ru'uya Letzibur. So isn't that a raya against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina? That we're talking about Ketores that was made b'chulin, and the Mishnah is willing to call that Ru'uya Letzibur. So Elam Rabbi Yosef Bechun Samaneya Ketores. The Mishnah is not talking about Ketores that was prepared. It means one of the Samaneya Ketores. That's called Ru'uya Letzibur. But Eina Chinami, if we were talking about the fully prepared Ketores, that can only be done in the Azara. That can't be done outside of the Azara. Tan Rabbanan. Okay. Ketores Haisanasa Sholosh Me'os Vishishim Ushmana Mana. When they would prepare the Ketores, they would make 368 mana of Ketores. Sholosh Me'os Vishishim Chamisha Kenegin Yimos Chama. 365, one for each day of the year, because they would bring a chatzi mana in the morning and a chatzi mana bein arba'im, and then they had shlosh mani miseirim shemei maknas kohen gadol melo chavnov biyom kippurim. Three extra mana from which the kohen gadol will take handful of it on yom kippurim, and since every kohen gadol has a different melo chavnov, because it depends how big his hands are, so they would make shlosh manim, which was a safe amount. But there was always extra, because most kohanim gadolim didn't have such large hands. Vashar nitenus l'umnin b'scharon, and the rest of them were given as wages to the umnin. Whatever was left over after the kohen gadol took with his hand was given to the umnin b'scharon. Kidetanya, and the Bryce says as follows: Mosar ketores mayu osimba. What would they do with the leftover ketores? Mafrishin scharu umnin u'mechalin osa al mosu umnin. They would designate money to pay the umnin. They'd then be mechal the ketores on that money, and they would pay the umnin with the ketores, and then they would use the new truma salishcha to buy it back from them, and then they would be maktir that ketores. Tan Rabbanan, Mosra Ketores, Achas Shishim Halashim Shana, Hayimifatman of Sol Lechatzotin. It would build up over years and years and years of Mosra Ketores, of the extra Ketores that they had, and then after 60 or 70 years, depending how big the hands of the Kohanim Gedolim were in the intervening years, it would either be 60 or 70 or somewhere in between years, they would have enough to make half of the amount of Ketores that they need, and then when they would be Mefatim Ketores that year, they would only be Mefatim a half recipe of Ketores, because they had the other half from the leftovers. So Lefichach, because they would sometimes use a half recipe, Yachet Shepitim Lechatzoyin Chayiv Divram Shem Gamliel Shem Mishum Asagan, that if a Yachet would is Mefatim a half recipe of Ketores, he's Chayiv for being Mefatim Ketores, because they would do that in the Beis HaMikdash every once in a while. Avol Shlush Raviyah Lo Shema. But we never heard that there would ever be mefatim just a one-third recipe or a one-quarter recipe. So anything less than a half recipe is definitely not going to be chayiv. V'cham disagree. They say, no, b'chol yom esakim b'maskunta v'yamachnes. They didn't prepare Ketores for the whole year. Every day they prepared Ketores for that day, for whatever they needed that day, and then they were makter it. So therefore, even a yachid who prepares Ketores of one mana is going to be chayiv kares. Now the Rambam paskins like the Chacham. Kalim, that you can be mefatim kol yom, whatever amount of ketores you need for that day. So the Aruch Nara points out it's a plia atzuma that every day in our tefillah in pitimah ketores we only quote Rav Shimon Gamliel. We don't even mention the shita lecham that achas shishim l'shim shanoi savash shel shrayim lechatzon. Right? We say that those words flow off our lips. L'shlish reveal l'shamanu even that we even say and dafka not like the chamim l'shlish reveal lo shamanu. If you do less, we never heard that there's such a thing, and that's not paskin, that's not la halacha. So the Aruch Nara says whoever put that in the siddur must have paskined against the Rambam, must have paskined against the chachamim. But I don't know that we assume that we would paskin like the Rambam and things like that, like this. So it's a pella mesayele the Rava. This is a raya. This din of the chachamim is a raya to Rava. Dam Rava shemna mishka shapitma lechatzon potter shem maskunta lotase kamahu kamahu lotase yov lechatzon asu ketorah shapitma lechatzon chayiv. Even though that if you're mefatim the shemna mishka lechatzon and you make a half recipe of the shemna mishka, you're going to be potter. You make a half recipe of ketorah chayiv dechsev vaketorah asher taaseh kol shetaaseh. Iva efshar da avda pras b'shachrus pras be'rabayim, and they could prepare a shear of ketores, a half a pras in the morning and another half a pras in the afternoon, and therefore yachid who prepares even just one mana is going to be chayiv kares like the rabbanon, unlike what we say every morning. Tan rabbanon hayimachzirin osal machteshes pa'mayim b'shana. They would put the ketores back into the machteshes, back into the grinder twice a year in order to bring out more of its aroma. B'yimosachama pezura shalotasapesh. During the summertime where it's very hot, they would spread out the ketores so that it wouldn't spoil. B'yimosacham tsevura, during the wintertime, they would pile it together k'dei shotafagrecha, so that it shouldn't lose its aroma. Ukshu shochik, when they would grind it, omer, they would actually verbally, they'd have to say the words, hadek hetev, hetev hadek. Divrei Abba Yosef ben Yochanan. The Shalosh Man Yisaidim Shemehen Kohen Gadol Machnas Mo Chafta B'Yom HaKippurim Nosi Nosa L'Machteshes Bar B'Yom HaKippurim V'Shoch Ben Yaf Yafak Ad Shtei Daka Min HaDaka. The extra three manim that they would have that the Kohen Gadol would take his handful on Yom Kippur with, they would put back into the Machteshes on Erev Yom Kippur, and they would grind it really, really well to make it very, very fine. Kidetanya. So the reason of for this din is based on what it says in the Braisa. Daka Matam Lomar Velo Kfar Nemar. Why does it have to say daka? It already says that you're supposed to grind it up hadeik. So matam lomer daka. They say daka mina daka. That it has to be something that's extra finely ground. Amr mark shushoch egomer hetev hadeik hadeik hetev. Misayel el Rabbi Yochanan. Domer Rabbi Yochanan k'shem shadibor rali yayin kena dibor yafel b'samim. Just like speaking is bad for wine, you're not supposed to speak around wine. It's not good for the wine. So to speaking is good for b'samim. The Gemara Maseches Menachos tells us that when they would bring out wine from the barrels in the Beis Hamikdash for the Nesachim, and the Mamuna wanted to tell them not to fill anymore, that it's enough, he would be Merameis lo bekana. He would make a remez with a stick. Why not just say stop? Oh, because Dibor is bad for wine. You're not supposed to speak around wine, apparently. But Dibor is good for besamim. Amar b'yachana, achara samanim nemru l'moshe v'sinai. Even though the Torah only lists four samanei ketores, there are 11 that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Amar v'hunu mikra, so normally if we say something is nitna l'moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, what we're trying to say is halach l'moshe v'sinai, and there is no pasuk. But over here it means that it was nirmas to the in the psukim to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. How do I know? Because the pasuk, the Gemara then says, Maikra, right? What's the pasuk? So apparently there is, the idea is that it's not halach l'moshe v'sinai. But it's the remez in the pasuk is as follows. Kach l'cha samim, samim is plural tray, so we know that's two. And then we list, natov, v'shchelis, v'chelbena, so chamisha, so now we're up to five. And then it says, v'samim achrini, pasuk says samim again, so if we already are at five, and then we mention samim again, chamisha, that's another five, ha'asara, that's 10, and then it says ulvanazaka, another specific one which is chad hachatzrei. That's how we get to 11. Ask Gemara ve'ema samim klal not v'shchelus klal ben prat samim chazur v'kalal klal prat to klal yatadon elken prat ma prat mufurush dover shekotav yolda v'reichon nodev av kolav shekotav yolda v'reichon nodev. How do you know you're making this drasha right? Maybe the drasha should be a klal prat to klal, and we should include anything that that goes. goes up in like a straight line in its smoke and makes a pleasant aroma, and that's what's included through klal prada klal. You're going to tell me, oh no, if it was to teach me a klal prada klal, we only would have given one example of a prat, but there are three pratim mentioned in between the two klalim. Says Mar, no, you can't say that because la'ai mitzvah tzrichi. We really need all three examples of pratim. Because of nataf, if it only would have said nataf, which is something that comes from a tree, hava mina min ilan in avigdul karkalo, I would think only things that come from a tree are kosher. So mishmachi kasav ushchelas, because ushchelas hava mina gedul karka in avil min ilan emalo, I would have thought min ilan is dafka no good. Mishmachi kasav nataf v'chelbena lugufeyas, and chelbena has its own great chiddush. Mnei sharecha ra, I never would have thought chelbena would be okay. It has a bad smell, so it has to mention chelbena. Im kein mikach lecha nafkalei, says the Gemara, if the pasuk was only coming to darshan klal prata klal, it should have just used kach lecha as the original klal. It didn't have to use samim as the original klal. From the fact that the extra word samim is there, that comes to tell me the number of ketores of samimani ketores that we have. Ve'ema samim basray trenin hu kesam kanmai. But wait a second, how did this drasha work? We said samim means two. Then we have three specific ones, so that's five. Then it's a samim again, so it's another five? No, samim would be another two. Who told us it should be another five? If the second samim was just supposed to be another two, it should have said samim, then samim, and then list the four specific ones. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tani, samim klal not scheles chalbana prat samim chazur klal, so klal prat klal. You have to don elakana prat ma prat and furish dover shikota viyala v'rechonodev. I've called over shikota viyala v'rechonodev. So in the base manager of Rabbi Shmuel, they actually did darshan this as a klal of prat to klal. So it says more oenu ela klal beklal rishon or prat beprat rishon. Maybe not. Maybe klal is beklal rishon. The Gemara will explain what that means. And a second question: maybe prat is beprat rishon. The Gemara will explain what that means. So Amar Talav, Hein lecha alecha ladun belashon akron ela belashon rishon. So what just happened? What was that last line about? So Amar Mar. So let's go back to that last line in the Brisa. Oenu ela klal beklal rishon prat beprat rishon Amar Talav hein lecha ladun. So what's that? My kushya. What was the Brisa's kasha to begin with? So first we explain the first kasha, the O Eino Ela Klal B'Klal Rishon, that the Brisa holds like Rav Huna that we should darshin that there are 11 Samani Ketores from the Pesukim, but Haka Kasha Lei, but who's bothered Samim Basra'i Trei Ki Samim Kadmai Trei, why isn't the second Samim too just like the first Samim is too? So Hada V'Shani Kedishanin, and therefore we answer like we answered before, Dimke Nichtov Kras Samim Samim Not Tov Shkei Zuchalbana. It should have said Samim right next to Samim and then give the details instead of putting the details in between the two words samin. Well, my prat be prat rishon. What was the second kasha the Brisa was bothered by? Haka kashalei. Mine ilanos yalfi minatav. We could do the karka yalfi mishcheles. Vilufinami milavona zaka. So why don't we learn from milavona zaka that's mentioned at the end of the pasuk that after the second time it says samim daisi bichad sad, that you could bring something that only has one of the two qualities that we're looking for. Dinesi davar shrecho no devalti sheino kol tavi'ola, that you should bring something that has a nice smell even if it's not kol tavi'ola, like the lavona, that the lavona smoke does not go straight up like a pillar to Shemayim. Hadar Amar Imke Nichtov Pra Levona Zaka B'Mitzi. Then we're saying if that's so, the Gemara answers, the Brisa answers, if that were the case, then Levona Zaka would have been in the middle V'Telif Minat, and we could have used that as one of the things to learn from the fact that we put Levona Zaka, the Torah puts Levona Zaka all the way at the end of the pasuk after the last klal. That's to tell you that Levona Zaka is an exception; it's not the rule. So Ikasu Levona Zaka B'Mitzi Having Trei Aser says, well, no, Levona Zaka couldn't be in the middle, because that would have left us with 12, because then we would have had Samim as the original two, then we would have had four more, that's six, then the second Samim would have added another six instead of another five. Now, Imke Nichtov Kra, Levona Zak B'Mitzi V'Chelben Ala B'Sof. Now, if it wanted to exile one to the end of the Pasuk, it could have put Chelben at the end of the Pasuk, because Chelben is also a rule breaker. It's not Rechon Odev, it doesn't have a nice aroma, it's Rechon Ra. So Chelben should have been put at the end. The fact that Levona Zak is put at the end is there to tell me that Levona Zaka is an exception. Reish Lakish Amar, Megufa, Malosh and Ktaris, Davar Shakota Viola. The idea that Simon and Ktaris have to produce a smoke that goes upward is derived directly from the Lashon of Ketores. That Ketores means that which is Kota Viola, that which smokes in upward. Amr Rechan Bar Bizan, Rabbi Shimon Chassid, called Tainus Shem Bam Poshe Yisrael, Eina Tainus. Any Tainus that doesn't have Poshe Yisrael involved is not a real Tainus. Shari Chelbana Recha Ra, Umana Kasim, Sammani Ketores. Chelbana has a bad smell, and yet it's still one of the Sammani Ketores. That's why we are Matirim Lispalel Ima Avaryonim on Yom HaKippurim. Abayi Amr Mehacha, Vagudas Aleretz Yisada, Vasach Beshemina Mishkosam, Sach b'shemna mishka is also chayv karet tzad rabbanan. Hasach b'shemna mishka lebehema v'kelim potter. If he does it for behema or kelim, he's potter. Lov dichav mur meisim potter. If he uses shemna mishka on lov dichav mur meisim, he's also potter. So bishlam behema v'kelim dichsev al basra adam liyisach b'behema v'kelim lava adam ninu. Behema and kelim are not adam. Meisim nami potter dikimin demis lei meis mikri v'lava adam. Once a person dies, he's called a meis. He's not called an adam. Elov dichav mur potter adam ninu. But lov dichav mur adam liy dichsev. That attains the tzoni tzon marisi adam atem kriyim adam vein of the chavim kriyim adam. No, we have a drasha that only Jews are called adam. Vaksiv nefesh adam shisha asar elef. The midyanim are called adam in the Torah. Samlei ahula fuki behema. They're adam in comparison to behema, but in comparison to Jewish people, they're not called adam. Vaksiv ani lo achus al ninve. And it says ribo adam. That shemes harbe mishemes ribo adam. So the people of Ninve are non-Jews. They're called Adam, halafu kibema. That's also as opposed to behema. The ibay sema, or you could be mitaretz that really of the chavim are called Adam, and still your pater if you're sach shem lemishkan them. Because the tani tani kamed rav Lazar kol she yeshlo b'sach yeshlo bebal yisach. Anyone who's musar not to be sach himself or other people, you're not allowed to be sach on. Kol she'ena b'sach, but anyone who's not included in this iser doesn't have the iser. Eino bebal yisach doesn't have the iser of being sach on them. Tiny idach hasach b'shem lemishkan behema v'kem lo the chavim umesim pater l'malachim l'kohanim. But if you're being sach on malachim or kohanim, so then Rameir mechayiv and Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rameir says you're going to be chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say poter. V'kama yasuch v'yei chayiv. What's the shir of Shem Nemishka? Also machlokas. Rameir omer kolshu. Rameir says even just a kolshu yechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda omer kizayis. Only if you use a kizayis you're going to be chayiv. I've omer Rabbi Yehuda poter. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that if you're sach malachim or kohanim you're poter? Keep out Rabbi Yehuda gabi malachim kohanim gabi hedyot mechayiv. But Rabbi Yehuda holds there's still a chiyuv of being sach b'shem lemishcha on a hedyot, and on that he says, but the shear is only going to be because zayis. So Beis Hashem will pick up with those two machlokas tomorrow, explaining what the basis of the two machlokas between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda are.